One Right, beginning of a new Rio, Channel One Right for Willard City. It's about 4 or 5 o'clock on Thursday, the 29th of January, 1970. Thursday, the 29th of January, 1970, the beginning of a new Rio, Channel One Right for Willard City. Now, this is the end of it. This goes over to 300, and then I'll pick up the beginning of it, and that's around 700.
I just wouldn't say, I wouldn't.
Why you do it? Just little ink strips?
There's something that runs about, they call it one by four, but it's actually one and about three and 5/8. You don't shake that up, you gotta get the good. Oh, you're doing it now.
Taste that, brother.
No, thank you.
Huh?
Burned my lip.
Got it?
Yes, sir. I really burned. See, I got a place ain't healed back there yet.
Oh.
Where they lace that thing together.
Yeah. Well, what do you drink?
Water mostly, coffee.
Coffee don't hurt anything, does it?
I drank it about half hot. That thing just as dead as a... on this side, and but back down in there. Okay, Lord, that thing's touchy.
Yeah.
Acid, any kind of acid.
Yeah.
My lip feels like.
I can't. I'm got a teeth left. What I got, I can't take acid. Now these, this is not acid. I mean these, you know, I can take them. They're navels and they're sweet.
Oh.
And.
Did you grow?
No, I'll tell you where I got them. You know,
crazy.
Huh?
I'm crazy.
No. No, you know, it's hard to get these nice little oranges without paying such a high price for them. You know the postmaster down at McIntosh? You know who he is?
Ralph Rapp.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's a man. I can get it from him, gone with his wife. You know, I found out about it at Wins. So this year, all I got. Well, no, I got from them, and I got some from the lady over here at Cross Creek, Miss Listen.
Mm-hmm.
She had Parson Browns, but they were nice.
Over here, Frank McCray, John McCray. You know where he lives?
Yeah.
He got a big grow in there, just up off of the lake.
Yeah.
And he's got, now them, that Deadman orange is a good orange, that navel, like you're talking about, that's what they call a Deadman navel. Just Ross Rass, wife's father's, the man that bred that orange up. Ms. Hooker's got some of the same breed. They good oranges. They don't have no acid in them much.
No.
But somebody else, this McCray over here, has got some oranges almost as good as him, and for half the price. I found that out 3 years ago. I usually try to send folks oranges, you know.
Yeah.
My wife's folks and my folks live in joining counties in South Carolina, up in Orangeburg and Bamberg County.
Yeah.
And I try to send them some. And that cotton picking Deadman orange, that Deadman navel is a good orange. You can't beat it. But
well,
man, Ms. Hooper, she wanted $5 a bushel for her. And I said, oh, shoot, man, I don't want oranges that bad. I can't use them.
Yeah.
But I eat a lot of them. I did a lot of work for the old man before he died. Me and him was good buddies. We got along fine, but me and her, we don't. I just been by the first time I'd buy them in over a year.
She's still there. I think about her the other day.
Yeah, Lord, I told her, I said, well, I got to go up to, Mr. Myers, he says, who is he? I said, you don't know Guy Myers? I don't know that gentleman. Just where does he live? Now, I saw you know that man. I said, come down here to buy your cows. And I said, you didn't want to sell them. Oh, yes, I want to sell them. I said, well, the price you had hung on made him believe you loved him. And she said, oh, that's the gentleman. I said, that's him.
You know what she finally found? She got no offer to haul them up to the livestock market. Just got beef for them.
Oh.
And you see, I'd have given a premium for them.
Oh.
But she wanted
I had to sell a cow to death. He would sell that cow. He would care. Well, that crazy cow got the way she did. You know, she's about 2/3 brainer.
Yeah.
And a fence she couldn't jump, she'd lay her butt up against it and push it down like an elephant. Just keep pushing on it. And anything like barbed wire, how often grant you get out on her knees and crawl under it, roll under it, and a big cow.
We'll see that again. That's kind of hard to believe. That's kind of like a circus animal.
It is. That is. I had to sell her, and I hated to. Just gentle as a cat. I could take her and walk with her anywhere you want to go, right down Main Street in Jacksonville.
Well, why would she want to get out?
I don't know. She'd get out in the morning. I mean, I'd get up in the morning, and she just started this back in October. I'd get up in the morning. I say October, what I'm talking about, it just back in December. And she's out there, and I turn her back in the pasture. And she hangs around a little bit, and she goes off. And that afternoon, I come in, or I look around if I'm around the house, and there she is. She's laying down out there right at the gate, at the pasture gate. I go out there and turn her in and feed them. She eats her portion of feed, and she goes right on around there somewhere, and she pushes over and goes out. And I'm afraid somebody's going to run into her and hurt themselves. I ain't worried when it comes to a car running into my cow, because if somebody runs into it, they sue your tail, you know. Mm-hmm. I hate to get rid of that cow. She's always stayed. She only had, this is the second calf. But a mammy, she just stays fat off of nothing. She's a great big old white bringer. And she'll stand on her hind legs and pick moss. You can't get no moss around in my woods, nowhere. She keeps it cleaned out. She'll stand on her hind legs and walk around and eat that moss, and she's higher in the ceiling when she's standing up, you know, on the hind legs.
I never saw that.
Yeah, she'll walk on her hind legs.
I never saw it.
And this heifer, this will be her second calf. Her first calf was just as pretty a calf you want to see. Brought me 2,800 pounds. And,
is that right? Yeah. 28 cents. How big was that?
It weighed, just sold her this past, September, I believe it was. In September I sold, and it weighed a little less than 500 pounds.
Nice pick.
And
nice,
I had
nice to pick that up every now and then.
And I had a Hereford, pretty Hereford, that sold for 23 1/4. I had a Black Angus that sold for 24 1/2. But that darn Bramer sold for 28 cents.
How you come for it?
Well, it was a heifer, and it was a beautiful heifer.
Oh, I see.
And I couldn't keep her. I just got more than I can handle. I got plenty of ground, but I ain't got a fence. That's what I'm planning on doing if my money holds out, which is good. I'm gonna try to fence. See, I got about 100 acres out in the open. I tore the fence down, put that rope through, and ain't never put it back up. And all the rest of it's done rotted and fell down. I've got to do the whole thing. So if I can make out and pick me up a little work along, just a little work to buy me a little gas to run the tractor, I'm gonna try to fence that. I quit smoking, see. I quit smoking December 2nd when I found out I had this thing. That's another thing. You know, I told about that thing, I went down there, and this doctor down there, family doctor, he said, well, so me and Moore will take care of that. And I already seen some of their work. I said, no, sir. I said, I think I'm going to go to the VA hospital. Oh, no, he said, you don't want to go there. I said, we'll fix that thing right up for you. And see, I only had this from here to here was infected. And he didn't know that. They found that out at the VA hospital. And, but he was going to cut out here and just pull this back together. See, and I've seen too many of them people, them, you know, you've seen people with notches run way down like that and come up. You know Joe Lee down there, his lips all notched up. That's what it was, cancer, and they cut out a plug up, see. So when they examined my lip and found that I had half of it was infected, this specialist said, we just gonna take the whole lip out. Because I think it'll be better so they can do a better job than I can by just working half of it. But actually, this side here, I can tell it's crooked here, where he didn't sew it back.
Yeah.
This is not sewed back. It extends over a little bit. Well, this is too tight here. I hope it'll get out because it hurts.
Yeah.
This is, he got stitched up too tight.
Oh.
Yeah, I my wife knows it. She said it's pulled in. It should be out more than what it is. But nevertheless, it beats knowing that if I hadn't got around to it, I'd have been like another cousin of my wife's, distant cousin. His whole mouth eat up.
Yeah.
And
well,
he hadn't got taken his whole jaw out, the whole
yeah.
thing, taking out the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and all this here skin that he got around here is plastic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so this doctor, they sent this off, or they tested this, and the what do you call it, biopsy report.
Yeah.
When I left that Tuesday, the man told me, the doctor told me, he says, I got this report here, biopsy report on your remains of your bottom lip. He says, I want to show it to you. And I couldn't understand half of it because of the medical terms, you know, but then I could see that part of it was in plain everyday English I could read, and plain that they had, they feel like that they completely got all the roots
all out
in that section.
Well, now, let me tell you, I'm innocent that, but I'm worse than that cow. I never heard of a cow like that.
Yeah, I got
it. Now, you had to take it to the market?
I carried it this morning.
Down to Oak Hill?
I usually use Gainesville, but I got so aggravated with her until I decided I'd just take her off and get it off my mind.
Just right away, on Thursday.
But you could, and this ain't no joke. I had two posts that stood that close together. Well, like I come up to this fence here, I fenced me off place here like this.
Yeah.
And I just took my post down here and put my woven wire touching on it. Fenced me off a little place, that catch pin, you know, spray them in.
Yeah.
And just as soon as you start running that sprayer, them darn bramblers will leave.
Yeah.
And you know how they got out of that? I had to wire high up on the post, you know, where it'd make a high fence.
Yeah.
You know how that old mama bramble got out of there? She went between them two posts. It went right between them. She seen that crack there, and it was a parallel crack. And all that cow can see when you corner, if there's a parallel crack there, if it ain't no wider than my finger, she can see daylight running straight up and down, she'll just part it and go right on through.
Yeah, just part it.
Just part it.
Yeah.
Break that post off just like if it was a matchstick.
Yeah.
Good, solid, sound post. I thought it was going to bust her guts. She pushed on that thing until she got her shoulders through, and it come in and bound in. She said, ah, like, as you know. Blowed and snorted and swelled her belly out and bust the post off right at the ground. And let my whole herd out, every darn one of them went right out behind. I said, you know, that's enough to want to kill her. But now she has calves that, it's amazing. Most of them have been bull yearns.
Yeah.
This is the only heifer that she's ever had, the one that I got that I sold today, the old mama bringer, the old white bringer, I call. And, every one that she has, every calf she has, a yearling and myself, bring good money. I never had one of her yearlings bring less than 25 cents a pound at no time.
Yeah.
They always 25 and up to 28.
Yeah.
28 to 29, somewhere along there.
And it's been that way?
Ever since I had her. But she won't stay in a pen if you get to blowing anything, you know. So you know how a bringer is. They really a sensitive calf. But they're the biggest nuisance of a pet you ever seen. Great Lord, they'll just love you to death.
Oh, will they?
Oh, yes, sir. Just eat you up. They hang around just like a dog. They keep their nose in your hip pocket. But when they get buggered, they just don't stand for nothing.
Even when they're pets?
Oh, sure. That's the worst kind of. A pet is worse to handle when they figure you're going to hurt them than one that's not a pet, because they expect more out of you, I think.
Yeah.
Normally they would if you weren't, you know. Like Daddy had a pet hog, Sal. Well, it started off as a runt pig, looked like it was going to die. And he got to feeding it separate to itself, and then finally taking it to the house, and that darn thing was just worse than a dog. You'd have to beat him out of the house. If you didn't keep the door shut, a screen door, he could see in there. He'd go right through that screen.
Mm-hmm.
So put him back, carried him back to the field with the other hogs, which he bred her. And Kid about then, she woven wire, any kind of wire, didn't hold that hog. She take the notion to come home. She just fell right through that fence and come on to the house, crossed the paved road and went on home. Daddy had to sell her. Couldn't do no better.
I've seen a cow run through a fence. And I looked at the fence and I couldn't tell where they got to it. And I never have figured that out yet, Willie. Now, if I, you know, put my mind to it and had the experience every day, I could undoubtedly do that. But I've seen that done. I've seen them run through the fence. And then the fence was still there.
It's Bramer do that. She just run over a fence. I'm telling you, she just run. If you corner or get her tangled up, or get her excited, you might as well quit. Best thing to do is not to fool with her. If you can do anything other, just don't fool with her.
Yeah.
Because she's gonna let every cow you got loose. And when she tears up the fence, they all go out.
That's right. It just takes one cow running through there and rubbing shoulders with them and breathing down their necks to get the whole herd.
I got so
out of control.
Yeah, I got so mad. Now, really, she's not a lead cow. Actually, she's not a lead cow. But they got out. I had one cow lost from back in October up until just before I went. I guess that was September, October 1. She came back Saturday before I went to the hospital on Tuesday. My wife and oldest daughter was standing out in the yard, and she hollered and said, "Hey, Willis, here comes your cow down the road." And I started whistling and calling her. She went down there. I got that back fence tore down. She went down and come down through that fence, and the fence has moved down. Completely tore down because I'm cutting out that old hedgerow, going to rebuild it. And she jumped that fence, she jumped that high and jumped the street where the fence used to be. That's the darnest thing you ever seen. Now, there was no fence there, but she jumped at where that fence used to be. She jumped at that street. Excuse me. She knew that fence was there, or used to be a fence there. She knew that. Well, she'd been gone all this time. Various different ones told me they'd seen her. One boy told me he'd pinned her then on Thanksgiving Day. He pinned her. And I was so happy about the thing. I went home, and I guess he did. I don't really know for sure he did, but he said he did. But the last time I seen her, she was going back about 2 miles from home, right straight back in the big house across the water, Levy County, just hard as she could tell. I said, "What the hell are you? I can't be running you back in these woods." And I give her up. Joe Lee said, "I'll come over with my horse and we'll pen her."
He lived close to you?
Not far. He lives on down that paved road down there before you get to Flint. He lives right next to Mother's place, joining his property, he only got an acre down there, joining Mama's old home farm down there. But anyway, I opened that gate and you know that darn cow like to run over, trying to get in there. I was going to sell her. If I could ever get her, I was going to sell her. And turned out that she's hadn't left no more. She's in there. And she seems to be just as content. She's a good cow. Still selling her. I'd rather sold her, than this one that I sold. This one I got. She's heavy. I'd sold today at Bramer. She's heavy with cane. I hated to sell her, but darn on, I get out 2 times in the day, every day, not just once in a while, every day. Get out in the morning, she come back up about noon, throw her in the back of the pasture. When feed time comes, she's sitting laying out there at the gate, waiting to be put back in to get feed.
Well, if she freshens, wouldn't that hold her down, keep her at home?
I don't know. It's just too late now. I thought about that.
Yeah.
I thought about it, but I got so disgusted with it, I decided I'm going to get rid of you.
Well, let me tell you, one time, one of the best cows I ever had, got so she'd stand down there with the rest of the herd at the foot of that back lane and bawl.
Mm.
So for me to come and give them some hay, or let them in for some tea. And you know, she done that so bad, and she got the rest of the herd bone. And I didn't want to sell her. And you know what I did? I used to bring her up to Andy Corral and get me a rope. And I'd smack her this way, and I'd smack her this way. Of course, it didn't hurt too much. And she'd try to get away from me. And then she'd just stand there and take it. And you know what she'd do as soon as I quit?
Go back to bawling.
She'd sit in bawling again. And let me tell you what sort of cow she was, Willie. I've told you about this. She had a late calf one year, and another cow did too. And she took that calf through the winter and looked like it grew just like it was the spring of the year. And that other cow just
like to die.
Just runny. The calf was runny.
Well, that's the way with this thing. She could haul a calf any time of the year and make a good calf out of it.
Yeah.
This is her second calf. Her mother will, and I know this one will too. This would have been her second calf, but her second calf, that I just told you, sold for 28 cents a pound, a half a calf. Now, normally a half a calf is a runny, sorry calf. You got to get to the second and third calf. Well, if you're going to expect herd stock, you want to go to the fourth calf, I believe, always. Not earlier than the third calf.
Yeah.
If you're going to save a calf, you know, for a heifer or something, you know, stock. And I think it pays to go at least to the third calf. Because you find the first calf always, or half a calf, would most I ever seen, has always been a little something wrong with it. Didn't look exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't grow off exactly like you said. But that was during the thing, bringers don't put them out there and they just the same as. Well, like that, this cow, that this old cow I got her when she was a heifer. She dropped the first calf.
Oh, you raised her?
That white bringer, I raised her. Preacher up here, Newberry or somewhere up, and they gave her to Martin, my brother. This boy used to preach at that church. In fact, been this Martin, Martin's church ordained him. And Martin was up there, and the calf was about like that, and it wasn't very old. Martin said, that's the most beautiful calf I believe I've ever seen in my life. Solid white. I mean, white as a sheet. And the preacher's name was Gaskin. And he brands his cows up there. And he got a big G brand on the hip of that cow. And Martin kept on telling everybody about that beautiful calf that man had. So one night, Martin come into the house and that's it, the man in his pickup truck with the calf in his truck. So I heard so much about you bragging about my calf and how well you like that. So I'm going to give you this calf. Martin said, Martin lived right in town now, you know. He said, I ain't got nowhere. I can't. He said, all right, I'll take him. And he brought him down here to me. I thought one time I'd have to get rid of it because it's such a nuisance.
Yeah.
Step on you, walk on you. You know what I mean? You can't move. They just walk right into you, you know, and nuzzle on you. Feed them, you know, you feed them just. You can
I know, I never handle breakfast.
They'll run her old tongue that long, and she'll run it out and wrap it around your arm here and suck you right on in her if you don't be careful.
You know, I've wanted breakfast because they're pretty, and I've seen them at a distance, you know. I mean, you know, other people own them, and I've wanted them, but you know, I haven't had the nerve.
I know.
Because of them pinches, and. You know, they just made like a kangaroo. They just made just.
They jump. Like they'll stand flat footed and jump straight up. But now that this old cow, she don't do nothing. She don't get out until you scare her. You can scare her, and she's standing near a fence. She'll go tear it up.
Now, what the first thing you said was this cow would back up to the fence and.
She'll get right up to a fence like this and put her weight on it like this and just keep pushing on it. She ain't scratching. She's just tearing the fence up. And I don't know where she got it from. She just started back here this winter. Just before Christmas. But she just tear up everything. And of course, you know, my neighbor lets me run in his little patch. And that's the fence. She just wrecked that fence. But he didn't have no fence to start with. That's
and then she'd get out on her knees and get under.
She'd get out on her knees and go right on it. Me and this boy that helped me haul her off, I told him, I said, don't let her get on her knees. She done got out on her knees and had This board fence board about that house on the ground. She done got down on her knees and was fixing to ram her head up under that thing, you know. And if she ever gets her head under that, she just rears right up and goes right on under. Tears the board all pieces.
Yeah.
Little old 1x6 ain't nothing to that cat. I got to go, guys.
Yeah.
I get things about them cows. I've been, for the last, since I've been home, I've been feeding about 4:35. And they over that ball. Tell you what.
And that's it. And that's it. That's old Willie Chitty. And this one's fine one's this last part. When he gets on that little Bremer cow. And this is it. I'll see. This is on Thursday, about 5 o'clock, the 29th of January, 1970. It's Red Letter Day. I'll go mark this. This is very, one of the finest. This is one of the finest. On Thursday, the 29th of January, 1970, and I'll go mark this on a Red Letter Day. Now, I'll transfer the first part of the tape around 700. That'll be this whole side from the little half-mill tape that I put it on. I'll transfer that now over to this one, and that'll take it on. And that this is really the beginning of the talk. This is really the beginning of the talk, and we just had the end of it. Now, this is the beginning of the talk, and I'll transfer that from the little half-mill tape.
Well, I need to sit down anywhere, stand up, just make yourself comfortable. I need some more outlets there from, straight in.
You asking?
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You want them run off of this side?
Yeah.
I told you this set is going to be big enough to take care of the thing you need.
Yeah. I want four. I got two, haven't I?
You want?
Well, I just got one.
You got one there, but actually, though, one circuit would take care of. But I mean, you wouldn't want one breaking. One 120-amp circuit would take care of this.
And now I have these on it all the time.
All the time?
Sometimes I have them all on at once.
What do you do that for?
Well, I just work it that way. You see, I got that thing there and these things here. These things don't take much, but sometimes I got them on.
Well, you can't by no means see them or hear them all, can you?
I run them. Watch them. Run them. You see, you get both stations. And I need another one. I need another one, you see. Because I can get the three networks.
What do you want three for?
Sometimes I need them in programs. And I think some of them, you see.
You do this in your school then?
Yeah.
Pardon me. I thought you was just playing or something.
No, that's part of my business.
Pardon me. I was fixing
it. Well, it's not a big part, really, but it's part of it.
In other words, you use some of this time.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yes, I've got a whole batch of stuff, man.
That's just like mine, man. It ain't no good, though, is it?
No, not much.
mine's new. I just got mine, but it's just like
mine. Oh, you just got one?
Just kids gave it to them for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Sure did. What, is your wife all right? She said she's going to be in.
Well, she's here till dinner.
And then she left.
Oh, she goes in and works every day.
Didn't she tell you I was coming today?
Yeah.
Where you been?
I've been here most of the day. I just went over there to the Shell station and
I started to come that way and I said, no, I said, there ain't no need. I want to see what Richardson's doing over here. Who's building the house uptown yet?
Yeah. I don't know. I've heard him say, but I forget, Willie.
No local.
Mm-hmm. And I need, let me tell you.
I need some work, man. I lost my job.
Yeah, I know you do.
You got a barn I can build or something?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I lost my job.
I bet you did.
Almost fired.
Yeah, maybe. It's pretty hard to get fired these days, isn't it?
No, he's no joke. He shut down. We built out everything he had, all the property he had, and he said he ain't gonna buy no more. I'm going to work around a little bit and make this crop. I don't get me in a corn crop this year. If I don't do nothing on cattle, I'm going to sell. I'm gonna sell out.
Well, let me tell you, Willie.
I don't have a 12th grade education. And, of course, there's a lot of jobs going I can do that they won't give me because I hadn't finished high school.
Yeah.
Now, there's several jobs up there in university up there, one job up there I could have got if I'd had a 12th grade education, paid big money, but I didn't have, but I can do the job. I told the man, I said, there's no doubt about it. I said, just give me a chance at it. Electrical, I said, I can do it.
Yeah.
Plumbing, I said, too. I said, it don't make no difference. I said, I can do it. I know I can. So I said, government says you got to have 12th grade education. I said, heck with them. I said, I can do it. Well, same thing. I could have got maintenance down here on this place down here at Lowell. It's pretty. If I'd have just had 12th grade education, certificate.
Yeah.
Don't make no difference whether you've been to school 12 years or not.
Okay.
Or whether you know anything or not. The man said, just get that graduation certificate from the 12th grade.
That's
he said, I don't give a damn if you didn't go 2 days. Yeah. He said, just show me you got that certificate. Now, you know that's a mess, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
So he told me, he said, you can take what do they call that test? A GED test.
Yeah.
But he says, ain't many people pass that test without doing a little studying.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I ain't going back to school. Getting too old to be fooling around going to school.
Yeah.
So Martin said, brother said he didn't know whether he's going, didn't, unless something come up where he get a good, time material job. Now we had a good one this past year. We built three pretty good sized houses and then one big one, $60,000. But the $60,000 job we got on time material. In other words, they paid for the time and material. All we did was build it. He's looking for something like that. Them things is hard to find. You can't hard to find a job like that anymore. You know, time and material, you can't hard to find. There's many of these your little contractors that can't finance no more.
Yeah.
Man, when the interest rate on money now is darn high until it's pitiful.
Yeah.
And he borrowed money at 8%. He said, I ain't borrowing no more at 8%. And then it went up to 9%.
Yeah.
Well, the man said, for 40 years, I'd have beat that down.
Yeah.
Well, a small fella can't... Like brother, he can't deal with that kind of money.
No.
Now we've been trying to put out 6 to 8 houses a year, and then of course I hadn't worked in and out 4 weeks, but I still work 2 days a week. He gives me $40 a week, whether I work in or not. Well, usually the rule I work about an average a day, 2 days a week, day and a half a week, something like that. And, but shoot, I can't keep on going at that rate, because heck, I ain't doing nothing. I go up there, fool around in apartments. I feel like I'm robbing somebody. He can do that apartment work himself and get somebody up there that's doing part-time work and just pay them for what to do.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not much, would it, to look after something?
No, but then on the other hand, a lot of times I don't do nothing. I don't go up there at all. He still gives me a check for the $40. He was paying me 50, but time's getting so bad, you know what I mean? It's hard going. He ain't building, and of course, he got a good bit on second mortgages, but his family lives high on the hog.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, his family lives high on the hog. Every one of them got automobiles,
yeah.
Big automobiles.
Yeah.
They throw money away. Me and my wife could live easy on the money that they let go down the drain that they don't even know, don't feel like, don't really realize that they even had it.
Yeah.
I ain't kidding. We could live good.
Yeah.
Just the money that's away. Every one of them got automobile, and every one got to have this. And if one gets something, the other got to have it. Either like it or better.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't think he's going to. I hadn't talked with him since he was up there when they released me from the hospital Tuesday a week ago. And he told me that he had a some work you wanted me to do on some of the 7th Street apartments as soon as I got able. So I figured I'd go up there. I told your wife I'd have to go up there because he's has done so much for me since I've been in the hospital. In fact, Dennis, he was there all the time. And I feel like, you know, like I say, a lot of the week I don't do nothing. I go up there and just don't do nothing. Of course, this was something to go up there, like you say.
But, horses, that's the chillin', you see. They go right over that corner.
Who's chillin' in there?
Oh, just all of them. Just any of them that come out here.
Oh, that's
a... Yeah.
But who's fishing that? Is that you fishing?
No.
Where are you fishing at? Down on your lake?
There is some fish down there.
Well, I'm going to have to come over here and get them out.
All right.
You want a mess?
They're mighty good right out of the water.
You don't like fish, huh? Are you by fish like you are birds?
I don't care for birds.
I know the first time I come over here, the covey quit about it. Played around that whole time when I was working out. You look out the back every time the dog, but you said, no, you'd rather see them flying around than dead.
That's right.
Kind of give me a short answer to that. And I said, well, shoot, I won't say no more about it. I didn't know you too well then. You know. I just come over here. About the second day I was over there, yeah. I said something about coming over here and getting into them birds. And you said, no, you'd rather see them flying around dead. And you said it just that quick, you know. Well, I don't blame you. You know, I got to where I don't like for nobody to shoot nothing around the house. I got really upset here year before last, I guess it was. You know, somebody come right in my front yard and shot a squirrel and dropped the old empty hose all around my yard after my lawnmower pick up and sling into my house and hit my young'uns and me too.
Yeah.
You know, shotgun shell, dangerous to be. It gets so light.
Yeah.
And if it's turned up to where that suction can get hold of that thing, it'll suck it up and throw it out.
Yeah.
My wife's sister next to her, darn near went lame on account of one of them things. It cut her leg and a piece of that stuff went in her leg and she went about a year. They couldn't hardly walk. And finally they x-rayed the thing. She went to the doctor, I don't know, a number of different times.
Yeah.
And she went and she found out by Joe after about 3 or 4 x-rays, they found a piece of metal in there.
Yeah.
Rubbing against the bone. It done worked all the way in, was rubbing against this bone in, right in here between these leaders. So they had to cut it out, and it's a piece of that shotgun shell.
Yeah.
But,
I know, they're dangerous.
But, you know, it's bad when a man that walks right in your front yard and shoots squirrels, shoots right in you, whether they're shooting anything or not, shoot right on your front doorstep.
Yeah.
I mean, there was 3 or 4 shells right at my front door where they ejected them right out of the gun, all in the yard there. And that was 2 years ago. I'd go out the end afternoon, I'd be feeding up and count 28 squirrels. Just start like this here, 1, 2, 3, 4, right on around like that and count 28 of them.
Yeah.
Right around the house there. I mean, right around the yard.
Well, sometimes squirrels gets plentiful. You kind of have to send them out. But see, the birds don't do that. Look at that beautiful thing there.
Yeah, but them kind there, I don't fool with them.
That's red-bellied.
That's the old sapsucker, red-headed woodpecker.
Yeah, yeah. He don't eat green up there. He eats that suet.
That what?
Suet.
Oh, is it, what is that? Meat?
Yeah. Fat.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he'd just sit up there and eat that, and he'd rather get it on the pole. This morning, Miss Daisy was up here, and while she was here, I put that little pole up.
Uh-huh.
And you see, he'd rather actually get on the pole than sit up there, but he hadn't got used to that pole yet. You know how they do, they just get a hold of the pole and hang there and work on it. And he not comfortable to see standing up.
He likes to be hanging off of something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that tail holding him up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
I think the old red-headed is the prettiest, mm-hmm. one of the prettiest ones.
Yes, you got a lot of wren there, I see.
They're them little chippies. I don't have a wren. The wren don't come up there.
Is that what you call them? That ain't a wren, is it?
No. That's those little chipping sparrows, chippies.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. Chipping sparrow, yeah.
Yeah, a little bitty one. You know, this time of year, they're just big flocks of them.
Oh, yeah, all around the feed boxes.
Yeah.
Out where I feed, you know, they just cover the ground.
Yeah.
That's right. Sometimes things will get still, you know, and the cows
yeah.
won't be moving.
Yeah.
And then the cows will move, and it looked like air flew off.
Yeah, they're that thick.
Yeah.
I love to see things like that, though. I really do.
And then, well, you gotta, to have them, you know, you gotta have something for them to eat. And, you know, there's no green, wild stuff anymore with these rotary mowers. You see, you can.
Look, you know, he's really getting on it, there he was. Ain't that your buddy?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you got that stick for.
No, I just killed all the reapers over there.
That,
I got one, this thing, you know, this is right handy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just, you know, just simple, and it don't change anything, just
right off and on.
Yeah. But it's nice.
Uh-huh.
And you see, when them old commercials come on, you save your ears. I just save my ears.
Oh. this house we built, that $60,000 home, they had four TVs in it, and they had, you could go up. The old TV man come out there and installed them, and me and that boy were brothers, Rock, we was fooling around there, and they had one of them to every TV, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you could change the stations, had a dial, you know what I mean, the punch button thing.
Yeah.
And of course it told you on that what was watching.
Yeah.
And as long as you could get to where that thing could, you could, as long as you could still see it, that boy taking one and went across in the Florida room, into the kitchen, across into the dining room, is open way through the door, and he could see it, and it still operated.
Mm-hmm.
But he could step behind the wall, and it wouldn't move.
Yeah. Well, some of them operate through the wall.
Well, this one might would, but then he was going through two different walls. There.
Yeah.
See, when he stepped, I imagine it. I don't know. It might help, but you could go take that same one, you know, and you could go from. He could stand there.
Yeah.
And that would go off, he'd just flick it right over to his left through another opening and hit one in the man's office over there and set it on fire. Man, he'd light it up.
Yeah.
The darnest thing you ever seen.
Yeah.
And change the stations, you know. Tone it down, make it loud or calm. Or
yeah.
That's volume control, station control off and on. But that, I don't care nothing about that.
Well, it gets old mighty fast.
What I mean, now that's all right. I mean, you know, to have everything like that. I love to watch TV. I watch TV all the time. And I've gotten a bad habit up since I've had this operation.
Oh, really?
Because I hadn't been doing nothing. The weather was so bad, and every time I walk out and when it's cold, these nerves down here, where they cut these nerves out and put this thing in,
mm-hmm.
man, it just gives me pain you ain't never heard tell.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Man, that cold air hit my mouth, and it just... You drank water and have a tooth, it hurt.
Yes.
Well, that ain't nothing in comparison to this. I don't know how many nerves there are hid up in your lip here, but they all been cut right around through there.
Yeah.
See, this is all plastic on the inside. It's all built up.
Uh-huh.
And that's that stuff is just as hard as a rock.
Uh-huh.
I call my cow by whistle.
Uh-huh.
And I can't whistle.
Can't whistle.
I can't whistle. And it aggravates the stew out of
me. Yeah.
As I put it, bird, that's a beautiful bird. I don't know how to... What's that black bird with a yellow streak on his wing? See him come clean over his bones. Look at that bird. He's got a beautiful bird there. See him, look at that.
Oh, yeah. He's that old red wing.
Is that what you call
him? Yeah, he's a nuisance. I'm going to get a BB gun and get rid of them.
That's not, that's something similar to the, marlin. I believe it's Mark. You don't like them birds, them kind.
No, they're a nuisance.
They fight the other birds?
Mm-hmm.
There's old bluejay
yes.
sitting up there, he's gone now.
Yeah.
And they,
they
eat up the crops, huh?
They go in colonies, you know, great big flocks, and they'll just rob you. You haven't got a good little BB gun.
No, I have.
That's Mike Weaver said, I mean, Mr. Weaver over there said he's going to get one. And I'm going to lift that screen
Gotta keep that screen on it, or else they'll see themselves in that window and
knock them,
break the neck.
Well,
I'll fix it so I can get rid of them old residents.
They have one right there now.
Yeah. That's just like.
Well, there's several of them inside the box. That's a whole flock of them.
Yeah. That's a couple of them. Yeah, you just stand up there, you know, and don't move much, and you can see them. Some Orioles come up there.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. The male and the female. I didn't know what she was until he got there. She came a day or two before he ever got there.
That redbird's a pretty thing, eh?
Oh, you do.
That's an old rooster.
Yeah. You got a chicken? I ought to have a few chickens.
What do you want a chicken?
Game chickens. It'd have to be game or else
they wouldn't survive.
No. Vomit together.
They gotta be game with me too. Let's see, you want how many outlets did you say? I'll have to buy that stuff because I ain't got nothing. I mean, you know I don't keep nothing anymore. I had a bunch of stuff. And I went to work up, brother. And every now and then I need a little something. I kept on the haul a little bit off. And I ain't got a darn thing to work with.
Yeah.
You want three more outlets, Abby? You got one.
Yeah.
You want three more?
Yeah.
Do you want them bunched? Do you want them, or you want them congregated? Or you want them spread out? Or what?
Okay. See this little thing?
Uh-huh.
That's handy. If I could get it rigged up somehow over there where I'd have several outlets for the same, you know, where I can put, well, three or four of these in at one time.
Well, you see, I can congregate them. Gang them, they call it. Gang them.
Yeah.
If you want, or I can space them out.
Well, space them out. But then if there's some way where I could put in, you see, three or four of these things at one time.
Well, I can fix it the way you put four, two, four, six.
In the same one?
In the same bracket. It'll take a space just like you gang switches and things. You know, like you gang up outlets and put a duplex or two gang or three gang.
Yeah. But on each circuit.
Oh, you see on that switch there, you got several ganged up there, several switches or something, I believe.
Yeah, but that's that old, socket, double socket, no.
Where's that? Oh, that laying down with it. Must be down. I thought it was out there on the wall, ain't it? Yeah, there it is right there. I just
got right
it.
Yeah, right
there.
Yeah,
I see it now.
Right here.
Uh-huh. I believe we decided that that was all was on that one circular digger. What else? Seemed like I put that outlet in for a refrigerator or something, and it's just by itself.
I don't remember. That's just the beginning. I need a lot of things.
Oh.
I need one more than yonder.
Well, I might be able to pick that up off the circuit in there unless it's something special. Something. Is it special? You want it for a special purpose? Just for TV?
Mm-hmm. That's about as special as you can get in it. In that
They TV generates its own power, most of it. Oh, yeah. They have a transformer in there. They transform low voltage to high voltage inside within the cabin. That's the reason that one of the expensive items in that TV is your transformer, which steps up your voltage.
Yeah.
See, that cotton picking thing generates and steps up the voltage within itself there to
point to where it would like to cue you.
Yeah.
It'll just not, it'll tear your butt up.
Yeah.
I done got tangled up in one of them things.
You have?
Yes, sir. I cut that thing off and it was off a little bit and I didn't realize it was that potent. And I stuck my hand back down and man, sparks flew off my elbow and it knocked my tail out across the room. At a old big chair, you know, sitting there and knocked that chair over.
Yeah.
Man, it just knocked me for a blue loop. And it had been cut off for several minutes. See, they generate electricity in that transformer inside the cabinet there. And you want to be careful sticking your hand back in there because there's places you can put your hand back there that just naturally won't eat you up. And it tells you on there, you know.
Yeah.
Be careful, high voltage.
Yeah.
I ran my hand in there and I didn't touch a thing. I just stuck it in and was going to read. I seen this wire. It looked like a loose hanging back there.
Yeah.
TV was acting up a little bit. This has been a long time ago.
Yeah.
And this wire looked like it needed to be tightened. Something was loose. And I run my hand in and the transformer was down here and the wire was back over here. I started backing out like that and man that thing was just jumping all over my elbow. I mean it just firing on me like that.
Yeah.
Man, great day that thing hurt me so bad about 2 weeks out of the stove up, couldn't hardly walk. But it's hard, that'll knock you down. You want 5 hours then all together.
Yeah.
No. Well, go ahead and tell me. If there's any more electrical, I want to know so I can buy it. See what I mean? I'll get it all at one time.
Yeah. Well, that's the main part.
You want 3 here and 1 in there? Or you want 4 here and 1 in there?
3 here and 1 in there.
All right, that's 4 outlets. Now, what else do you want in the line of electrical?
I can't think right now. But that's the main part. I want something up here that illuminates the room. See, this has been up there so long, it chooses. Gone.
You know, I got one just like that. You know, I had one identical like it in my living room.
Yeah.
I threw that thing away.
Well, what could you put up there? I don't use it much, but every now and then I just want the whole room where you can read the newspaper. I don't have to put it there. I don't care where you put it.
Well, it'd be better to put it there because it's already opening there. What about putting one of them 360-watt bulb fixtures in there. Incandescent bulbs instead of that fluorescent circle line, whatever you call it.
And that won't hum on you?
No, it won't hum, and it won't give you as much trouble as that thing does. I paid $20-some wholesale for that thing when I bought it.
Yeah.
Shoot. I thought, well, it was nice for a year or two there. And then that bloody thing started acting up. And it went from one thing to another.
Yeah.
And you know, when I take that thing down, it got so hot about that scorched the ceiling was charred.
Yeah.
I ain't kidding you, that transformer had shorted and it was burning. It's a wonder it hadn't caught the house on fire.
Yeah.
I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
I take that thing down and throw it away. I said, shoot, I don't want more of that. Well, wife kept telling me, you know, she, back then I was smoking and I couldn't smell nothing halfway, you know. And so she says, every now and then, you know, be sitting there looking at TV. She says, I smell something. It smells hot.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd smell it after you'd turn it off. A lot of times we'd have it on, you know, especially if company come, we'd turn the TV off and turn that light on so it, you know, it'd be a little bit more lit up. And I know one night she said, I smell something that don't smell like no stove that's just been turned off. I said, well, I don't know what it could be. I said, I don't smell nothing. So she kept on bellyaching about that light. She didn't like it. She didn't like it. Because it every now and then flicker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Come on and flicker. And then it quit. And then it got to where you could turn it on and you had to leave it on about 5 minutes before the light ever come on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, I'm going to take that thing down and put a new light in there. She bellyached about it. So, you know, I went to town and bought a fixture just like this same thing I just mentioned, the 360-watt bulbs and a pretty nice fixture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Taking that thing down, John Ryan, if it hadn't done charred the ceiling.
This one right here, this wall bracket caught on fire one time.
Yeah.
And it happened, the fellow was just happened to see it.
He caught a fine. Wasn't that something?
Yeah.
That is something Bruce Boyle's worth. He just put in everything and no insulation. And, oh, hell, you did it. Well, what the hell? I'm not to explain anything to you.
I know what's on there.
Yeah.
He didn't have no boxes, no switches.
No boxes.
Boxes for it. No galvanized steel boxes. Actually, I did some work yesterday similar to that. People, I don't know why the house hadn't done burned down.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that somebody had run by a number 18 cord. Well, 18 cord about like this here.
Yeah,
18. Into, yeah, into the, they had a bathroom was built on the back porch. The house originally was built 100 years ago, I guess, 75. So on the old back porch, built a bathroom. Well, they wired it, actually put the bathroom in. Of course, the house had been built there, and was just on the wired here several years back. And the old boy that wired it, he didn't know about wired. And so they run that, they weren't, didn't put no outlet on the back porch, and the people that bought it, they rent it now. And
well, that's it. That's it. It lasted longer than I thought it did, and all of it's fine, just fine. I can't think of anything right off that I missed. And this is the end, the end of that beautiful tape this afternoon, Thursday, the 29th of January, 1970. The end of this beautiful little tape with Willie. On Thursday, the 29th of January, 1970, this is around 760, Channel 1 right, on this new reel, with Willie this afternoon, about 4 or 5 o'clock, Thursday, the 29th of January, 1970, Channel 1 right, around 765 it is now.